Today we are going to be talking about what's going on in the Boone School District. Julie Treppa joins us, Dr. Julie Treppa.
Yeah.
Boone School Board did meet last night, had a number of different things that were going on. So let's start with the first thing up. What activity, athletic director? We have a plan.
We do have a plan for athletic director. So essentially, anyone who sought out Brett before should seek out Lindsay Hyman. She's going to be kind of your go-to person. But we've got a whole team of people that are going to assist in filling in the gaps that we have currently. So Lindsay Hyman will kind of be our AD coordinator is what we're calling her. And then we have activity coordinators, which are Keith Lehman, Chad Klein, and Aaron Holm. And they will take on the reins of more of the event management side. And then John and Scott have the admin side. And so just a team of people in addition to all the help that we get from everyone all the time. But yeah, that's our plan.
So the bottom line was you wanted to have as little impact. You wanted absolutely no impact on students.
Absolutely. So we believe that students won't be able to tell the difference when they come back and are in these activities. So I think the biggest thing is people would just want to know, hey, if I would have contacted Brett, who would I contact? And you need to contact Lindsay Hyman.
One of the things, and we talked about it last time, was that we were going to go with the interim director and a coordinator.
Yeah.
And so Lindsay stepped up. She was interested in the coordinator position.
Absolutely. So that honestly, everyone, we had a lot of interest from our staff to step up and help fill in the gaps when they saw the need. And so we were just really blessed to have a staff that wants to make sure that things are great for our kids. So yeah, she stepped up. So the question often comes like, so what happens to Edge? Well, Edge is still happening. She's still our Edge coordinator. But as anyone would know with Lindsay, she is always improving, expanding. And this year I said to her, you're just going to stay status quo with Edge and keep doing what we're doing. Yeah. But we just aren't going to be adding anything while she's taking on this extra duty.
And we do know Boz is full-time in the EDGE program as well.
Absolutely.
So you've got, plus you have other staff members who have been supporting that program too.
We absolutely do. We have some other teacher leaders that have really kind of taken on a leadership role within EDGE as well. So we'll lean on those individuals this year as well. So yeah, Lindsay's got double duty this year, but I think she's excited to have this extra challenge and we're moving forward.
We'll do it. I was going to say on the Edge, there's been a lot of growth within the program in the last couple of years anyway. Is it time to not stop growing, but
refine what we're doing, I think.
Make sure we're going in the right direction. We're getting the needs met. That was one of the big things, the number of students, which is why we ended up with Lindsay there to begin with.
That's right.
Because we do know that it just got to be too much for the administration.
Absolutely. And again, back to needing that one point person, that was something that when Jill and Chris were trying to manage Edge on their own, they had to share those duties because they had the other things going on. We really needed to have one point person that our businesses could contact, and having Lindsay has
more than proven that out.
Absolutely helped us grow the program because people are able to know who to go to get questions answered, and she can direct them to anyone that she needs to as well. So same thing will apply in the athletic director coordinator position that she has for this year, and that's how we're moving forward.
All right. Plug along. We'll get there.
Absolutely, we will.
And one thing we found out from the Raccoon River Conference is they wanted to raise the ticket prices a little.
Yep.
But we are not changing our passes.
We are not changing our pass prices. So that would be our recommendation is that families take advantage of the pass prices because that is definitely more economically advantageous. The ticket prices will be $8 for high school events and $6 for middle school events throughout the Raccoon River Conference. Yeah. So,
and if people wondered why I kind of ran through that list with Ryan earlier this morning on the news, it cost for officials.
Yes.
It cost for, who would have thought, you know, the cost of getting balls for basketball games or football games or volleyball matches. The price doubled, folks.
Yes.
Literally, it's doubled.
It's doubled. The official prices have gone up 25%. I mean, the prices have been up for a while, and we really the conference had really held off for quite some time, honestly, not wanting to raise prices, but it just became not feasible. Many of us were losing money through the events, and we really need to be able to at least break even. We really need to have a little bit to be able to purchase uniforms and other items. So needed to increase the prices to cover those increased costs that we incur.
But for our recommendation for the Boone School District, get a pass.
Yes, that's our recommendation.
It's going to be a little more effective for you.
It would be.
All right. Those are just some of the things that came up. That was pretty interesting. We had a lot of things. Let's go with your listening session, too, because that was one of the first things. The board, back in July, had a work session where they started to take a look at information about the invitation to join the Heart of Iowa Conference. You had a lot of input, a lot of more than just we need to do this because we can win. There were other reasons, meeting the demand, meeting the need, and things you've touched on before too, facilities. A lot of these topics came up.
A lot of the topics did come up, and we had a nice group of people who shared their thoughts at the listening session. And I thought whether the individuals were for moving to the Heart of Iowa or they were for remaining with Raccoon River, I think all had great points to be made, and I know that the board really appreciated hearing all those different viewpoints because they have a difficult decision to make in September, and having that kind of input from a wide variety of stakeholders is important to them.
I want to emphasize, yes, they have not made a decision.
They have not.
September, that's when they'll probably have some debate back and forth over that before they decide.
I would imagine so.
But you did have a pretty good turnout. I know a lot were related to the district or tied to the district. We had some parents that were on hand.
We did.
I know you always like to have more participation.
We do. It's always nice to have lots of parents come to all the different things that we have going on in the school. But we had a handful of parents that were there in addition to the number of staff that were there in the listening session as well. As some of our staff would argue, they should count as parents too. But
because they all mentioned, I have students in this.
They did, yes.
A lot of interesting thoughts and comments that came out of that too. Well, the board did select their legislative priorities. Again, all school boards are asked by the association to go through their list, pick out your priorities over the last couple of years. Haven't changed a lot, little things here and there. Mental health was on there before, but that's kind of tapered off a little bit.
And it's kind of still in that student achievement piece. It's just not up there in the highlighted when they had the priorities there, but yeah.
School funding, obviously, leading the way.
Yes, absolutely. School funding led the way. That was unanimous, I believe, amongst the board members. Yep. So
high quality workforce, obviously staff, professional development. We need to be able to do what we need to do. Let me see. Oh, I know. Student achievement. And then the other one was school safety.
Safety. Yeah. Well, and I think one of the reasons that our board landed on those items, first of all, two of those items really fall in our board goals anyway, so it makes sense to put forth legislative advocacy in the areas that we have goals in. So that's something that I think made a lot of sense. And then obviously funding is always going to be first and foremost. We need to make sure that we have the funding to be able to provide the resources to the students to be able to ensure that they've got the high student achievement and safety. There is a safety committee in the state that has, I believe, met last week and will continue to meet until December to come up with basically non-negotiables safety-wise across the state of Iowa that they will be putting out. So we're hopeful that that will come with funding, that it won't be an unfunded mandate, but that is something that we're looking forward to hearing what that committee comes up with.
I know that we did have, or there is through the state does have grant dollars available for different safety improvements. Did Boone apply?
Oh, yeah, and we already have that. We had our grant applied for and approved. I think we're still waiting on a few things. What's amazing is how quickly $50,000 per building goes.
It does.
Our money went towards cameras and the Sears radios, something out of the Perry incident that we learned from Perry themselves is that they recommended that schools have more than one Sears radio, not just the one that the state
provided. Yeah.
So we spent money on more Sears radios as well as cameras. So
mm-hmm. already, folks,
it's that's already where expended, we're and if we find more grant money, we have other ideas as well. So.
All right. Yeah, there's, and we'll keep working at it too.
Yeah.
All right. Policies got to go with the chronic absentee.
Yeah. So, chronic absentee.
And a lot of districts are all of a sudden, well, everybody has to adopt this policy. Mm-hmm. It's a mandate.
It is.
But you guys kind of went to work on it, and I didn't want to say soften it, but put some explanation in there on how you were going to handle things.
Yeah, so you have the policy itself around chronic absenteeism, but then there's a regulation, which is essentially how you go to implement the policy itself. And we really wanted to have a regulation that was practical in nature, one that would be easier to implement while still following the law. So that's really why we took a little bit more time to massage that regulation and try and come up with a policy and regulation that would meet the needs of our community, but still meet the regulations of the law. So that's what the conversation was at the board table last night. So.
And there was a bunch. And they continue to raise questions like,
yes,
what if we have, because a lot of parents will be surprised. I mean, that's going to be the big thing.
Yes.
And you say, parents are going to have to be aware that they may have a meeting.
So I think the biggest change and the thing that's going to be hard to understand is that with the chronic absenteeism law, excused and unexcused absences count toward chronic absenteeism. And in the past, excused was excused. That's no longer the case. If the student is absent, they're absent, whether it's for a doctor's appointment or some other reason that would not normally be excused. So excused and unexcused absences count toward the chronic absenteeism. And our district is based on hours, so the chronic absenteeism is also based on hours, but we do have a document that all parents will receive that also puts it in days, because I think sometimes that's easier to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be by grading period according to the law. So our first semester is a different number than our second semester, and that's because it has to go according to the grading period. And so that's why it's different. I think that's something that people will be questioning, because we don't have the same number of days in first semester as we do second semester.
Now remember, people, this is a law.
It is a law. Yes.
Okay.
And so that's really, I think, from a parent perspective, they need to know excused and unexcused absences are treated the same. Chronic absenteeism is when a student misses 10% of that grading period. When we have to have a meeting by law is at 15%. And then there's a weekly contact after that with between the school and the parents. So those are the nuts and bolts of the law. There's a lot more to it, but that's really... Mm-hmm. The three big things that parents need to know.
So don't be surprised and don't blame your school board for it. And
every school is.
Everybody's going
through
this, aren't they?
Every single school district has this same requirement. So
are you having other administrators contact you? And say,
oh, yeah. Absolutely.
How's this work?
Absolutely.
What are you guys
other
doing?
Administrators, districts have been communicating since this law was passed, trying to make sure that we have a clear understanding of what the law meant so that we can implement it in the best way that we can. So, for sure.
It's there.
We'll work together to make sure that we get this, that we're adhering to the law.
And parents, don't if your child is making up their schoolwork, if they're doing what they need to do,
yeah,
it's going to be
not a problem.
Thank you for coming and meeting with us.
And if your child's sick, we really do want them to stay home.
Yeah,
but
there are those things.
Yes.
For Boone District, I know a lot of districts are talking about cell phones and how are they going to handle it. And many were changing what they had done in the past. For us, we've kind of had a policy in place.
Yeah, we're tweaking it a little bit at the high school. Really, it's going to be the same at the elementary and middle school as it has been before. Essentially, our students don't have access to their phones. But at the high school level, something that will be different is our high schoolers will have to put their phones in a certain location in the classroom when they enter the classroom, and they can pick them up when they leave. They had just become too big of a distraction in the classroom. And so they'll still have access to cell phones during passing time and at lunchtime, but not during class time. Mm-hmm. And so there were some components put in place. We talked, I think, last month John Johnson, our high school principal, shared with the board kind of the plans that they had planned to put in the handbook and were adopted this board meeting. So, yeah, maybe spend some time with your child explaining what those consequences will be if they are not adhering to this cell phone policy. That I'm sure it will be part of the conversation during orientation.
Yeah, well, we'll go through that. Yeah. There's one of those things. Do we have people that were interested in carrying weapons in school? I mean, staff? You didn't have any staff that were interested, I don't
think. I didn't have anyone talk to me about it.
Well, I know that was one of those public safety things. Because we have a school resource officer.
We have a school resource officer, and that's something the law, they required it if you had 8,000 students. And I'm proud to say that we don't have 8,000 students, but we still have an SRO. So we're just thrilled to have the SRO. That's something that has been a huge asset to our district and our students. And so that's what we are proceeding with, is just our SRO is the one person who's allowed to carry.
Yeah. Chase came in kind of late last year, at the end of the last year, really.
But he's done a phenomenal job. When he did arrive, he has made a huge positive impact in the time that he has been there. So we're really looking forward to him coming back. And he'll be presenting our ALICE training to our staff this fall. And so we're just really excited to have Chase with us. He's done a phenomenal job.
Does it help having a Boone grad?
I think it does. I think it helps a lot. Yeah,
ties in with him. Yeah,
absolutely. And he's really gotten involved in developing those relationships with students, and that's really what an SRO is all about. And so just really excited to have him returning to us in the fall, because it took a little while for us to get him, but once we had him, it's been a great experience.
We had too many people going through training. That's what.
Well, we did, and staffing is an issue in a lot of places, right? So we work together.
Staffing for the district, you said you had great retention this year.
And our certified staff was at 97%, which is amazing. We're hoping to continue with that, obviously. We'd just like to see similar retention in some of our classified staff. But I know we still have some openings for associates. So if after our job fair that we had, so if there are people that are interested, those postings should still be up.
And so for those that are wondering, one of the things on associates we did for preschool, put them at a little higher level of pay because of their demand, what they are asked to do.
Yeah, there's a differential between general education associates and special education associates. And in preschool, what a lot of people don't realize is our teachers are actually dual certified, the majority of them, so with special ed and general ed. And so really to allow a more accurate assessment of the work that those preschool associates are doing, there was a memorandum of understanding made between the UE and the district to allow us to pay them as special ed associates if they're working in the preschool. So super excited about that.
That kind of puts them on, because they, they stay pretty busy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, preschool is a whole different animal.
It is. It's their first experience in school, so.
Yeah, we want it to be good.
We do.
All right, so let's talk about it. It's school not far away, so staff, new staff, and since you don't have a lot of new staff, that's okay.
We don't. We actually had to change our onboarding because we're used to so many more staff. But, they start tomorrow. So our new staff start tomorrow. All of our staff start August 19th. And our students start our 5 through 12 students start the 23rd. And parents need to remember, we did change our elementary conferences to be the 22nd and 23rd so that people wouldn't have to come on a Friday afternoon or evening. So
trying to do that beforehand.
So if you have an elementary child and you haven't signed up for conferences, I know both Autumn and Brad have put that out on social media to make sure that you have the information you need to sign up. So make sure you sign up for conferences, and we're off and running.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yes. Tough year this year with the calendar, I'm saying.
The calendar. It's not the ideal, but, make the best of it.
Some of the other things that happened, again, state law, some schools were going into other districts transporting. Boone decided not to.
We decided not to go into other districts with open enrollment. The one thing around open enrollment that also changed is they've gone back to those dates for open enrollment, March 1 deadline. So for a while here, you could just apply for open enrollment at any point. That's no longer the case. So we're back to the March 1 deadline for the year after. Mm-hmm. So if next year someone wants to open enroll, they need to do it by March 1 of this mm-hmm. year. The other thing that changed with open enrollment is if your student is truant, open enrollment can be rescinded. So if you're open enrolled into the district and there are attendance issues, you can be forced to go back to your home district. So that's something else that is related to the attendance rule and open enrollment that people might want to know.
Yeah, keep updated on what the legislature did.
Yes.
And before we wrap up, still in the process of selling our properties, Lincoln and Page.
Yes.
That is still going on. We still have drop-off locations, though.
Yeah, the drop-off locations have not changed. That's something we worked into the agreement with the sale of the properties, and I think we should be closing in September.
Okay.
We had the sale of the contents this past weekend. I was going to say,
what were the popular things again?
The popular things were air purifiers and garbage cans, which... you know, I would have never guessed, but we're happy that people were so excited to get those two items. Yes. So
we had several, and we had several staff came to help
we
out
We did
with
have
that,
several so, staff come and help on their own, volunteer their time to help us on a Saturday, so we appreciate their help.
So we're all ready for the school year, ready to go?
We are. Anxious to have the kids back. Yeah. And I'm sure a lot of the parents are anxious to give them back to us.
Get back and get ready to go. So as you go forward, let's talk September, the board will make a decision on what they're going to do conference-wise.
Yes.
Should they decide to change, does this put on our activities group, they have to start taking a look at
if the decision is to move to Heart of Iowa, then that heavy lift will be put on the team of people that we just identified to basically start over with scheduling.
And for those that are wondering, because you did tell the board last night, we will be going out to search for AD.
Yes, we will go out and search for an AD starting in January. That's the more typical time. That's when people aren't under contract for the following year. And so we will be going out for that. And then we will reissue the activities coordinator, the one position next year. And that'll be the...
Which is one thing you wanted to add because many districts were doing it already.
Absolutely. And we have so many activities compared to districts our size. And so really to make sure that we're supporting that AD in the best way that we can, we want to make sure we have that kind of assistant role in place. So while we have a whole team this year, we'll still have a team. It's just going to be a team of two. Okay. So, yes.
Or whoever else wants to step up and help with us.
Absolutely.
Because that's what they're all doing this year.
That's what they're all doing this year, and that's what our staff's about. They're always about helping one another out for the sake of our student body. So that's what matters.
All right. Getting ready for the whole new school year to go.
Man, yeah.
23rd. Okay. Again, for those that haven't done any registration or are wondering or any... Go online or get a board, get a secretary from one of the schools because they will get you through everything.
Yes, absolutely. And if
you call the central office, whatever.
Call the central office. Tan is always happy to help someone walk through on our computers if you're having difficulties with your own. But really, especially if you've been a Boone resident and before, it is a very quick process to go in and register. That just really helps us a great deal in so many ways when you've registered.
And if you've been in Infinite Campus before, be there again.
It's please.
not that hard to do.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for taking the time to come and visit with us. Looking forward to getting this school year underway.
Yes. Thank you.
Julie Trappa, Boone School Superintendent, our guest on our program, Dr. Julie Trappa. Thanks for joining us.